from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're previewing summer opera, mixing music and comedy, and making music with a laptop. David Wiegand makes beautiful words with his computer. He's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I guess you actually fix beautiful words by writers.
I make words and I fix other people's words, yes.
Very good. Let's open with an opera not heard in San Francisco in 15 years. That's Carita Matilla singing the title role of Yennefer, and she's in a new production of the opera by Leos Janacek. It's just beautiful, isn't it?
And it is.
Yeah, Yennefer is part
and
of
tragic.
It. Yeah, very sad. And it's part of SF Opera's short summer season. It's the one I'm most excited about because we don't get to hear Janacek anywhere near
enough. No, that's true. And however, I think the other two are very worthy, and there's a lot of talk, especially about Carmen, and you think, well, I've seen Carmen, you know, Cigarette Girl, blah, blah, blah. Except this one, everyone's talking about the director. It's Calixto Baito. I hope I'm pronouncing
that
correctly.
Close enough, yeah.
He is a Spanish director who has a reputation for really pushing the limits of his productions, and this one should be hotter than usual. And they're also doing Don Carlo, which of course is an absolute masterpiece.
Yeah, San Francisco Opera opens its summer season with Carmen tonight and continues with Don Carlo and Yennefer in repertory through July 3rd. And Opera at the Ballpark is Saturday, July 2nd. And that's our cheap thrill. This simulcast is free with advance registration. That's at AT&T Park. The film festival that provides a manageable amount of truth is back. That's the San Francisco Dog Fest with 52 films or so. I was most interested. There's a couple films about the politics of abortion. Mm-hmm. And David, what caught your eye?
Well, there's so many different things here, and they really run the gamut, as this festival often does. One of the things I think sounds really great is the opening night film, which is called It Ain't Pretty. It's about female maverick surfers in Northern California.
Yeah,
that
big
sounds
wave
really
surfers,
good.
Yeah.
And there's also one called Going Further, which is about Ken Kesey's magical bus. A lot of different subjects, just sort of everything you could possibly think of. And the festival, this is the 15th incarnation, and it goes from June 2nd to June 16th.
And that's at the Great Star, Roxy, and Vogue Theaters in San Francisco. Here's an ensemble that proves laptops can make beautiful music. It's music by Go Wang, who started the Laptop Orchestra at Stanford in 2008. He's going solo there. But he's got this amazing orchestra, a musical group that all play laptops.
Yep.
And they're going to be at Bing Hall. It's very eerie and kind of transcendental and very
it's quite beautiful. I mean, it's inevitable, of course, and probably especially inevitable in the Bay Area. I know that we did a story in the paper several years ago about it, and you know, I thought, oh, this sounds very gimmicky, but I started listening to the music and I completely got lost in it. It's really beautiful and quite surprising.
The Stanford Laptop Orchestra wraps up its season with a free concert at Bing Hall on the campus on Thursday night. The California Shakespeare Theater has a new leader. He's artistic director Eric Ting. He's taking over a company known both for the classics, but also fresh productions and world premieres. And Ting, who's a new play specialist, says he plans to keep up the innovation.
This idea of really looking at these old stories as if they were new again, really looking at these old plays as if they were new plays was one of the things that I thought just was a kind of remarkable opportunity.
The California Shakespeare Theater will open with Much Ado About Nothing, and the season also includes Othello, Fences, and You Never Can Tell by George Bernard Shaw.
Yeah, we never see that one.
Never.
It's a rare one. And Eric Ting is going to be directing Othello in the fall. He's a pretty interesting guy. He says it's going to be an Othello steeped in the politics of Islamophobia. It'll be really interesting to watch. But first, Much Ado About Nothing continues at Cal Shakes through June 19th. A big band sound now from Tim Heidecker.
Well, I'm living in Glendale, north of Los Angeles. Yeah, I'm living in Glendale, north of Los Angeles. And when the flood comes, I'll be up on a hill. But when the big one comes, I'll feel like a fool.
That's comedian Tim Heidecker of Tim and Eric, and he's going all sincere on us here with an album of folk rock about stuff like how cool it is to live in Glendale, California.
Well, yeah, but there's still that completely offbeat humor that first attracted me to the Tim and Eric awesome show on Adult Swim. I absolutely love the show. I love the comedy, but I really love his music as well. The new album is called In Glendale. And there's just so many different songs on it that I just absolutely love.
And I really like, there's a hilarious video for the song Work From Home.
Yes.
Tim Heidecker plays the Independent in San Francisco on Thursday, and he's at Harlow's in Sacramento a week from tonight. And I got a shout out also for a company called Gritty City Repertory. They're for young adult performers. They're doing a Miami take on The Comedy of Errors by Shakespeare, a really hilarious pair of actors playing Dromio. And that's at the Flight Deck in Oakland through Sunday. And David, do you have a shout out?
I do. I want to shout out to On the Town, the production, semi-stage production at San Francisco Symphony. It's Saturday and Sunday, and it's fantastic. Just like the one that they had many years ago, except this one has great dancing as well as music and everything else.
Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. We've posted lots of videos and links to all the shows we talked about on the Do List at kqed.org/arts. I'm Cy Musiker. You can follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.